Thanks for joining me on the Tech of Sports and iHeartRadio this week. And not a day goes by where you don't hear something about the changing face of college athletics with the NCAA and with the U.S. government and state legislatures getting involved. It's only a matter of time before college athletes are going to be able to use their name and likeness. And no better person to talk about this is somebody that's experienced it or been through the college student-athlete world firsthand than Drew Butler, former punter at University of Georgia. And Drew, you're also involved now with Icon Source, which matches up brands with athletes. How did you get involved with Icon Source? And great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks so much. Really glad to be on. Obviously, it's a very important topic. It's one that's in the news seemingly every day, as you just mentioned. As a former student athlete, as a former professional athlete, for the past 2 years, really, I've taken a keen interest in the upcoming law changes surrounding student athletes being allowed to be compensated off their name, image, and likeness. So I've been looking at the landscape, exploring opportunities of how I thought student athletes would best be positioned to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness. And I came across an amazing company called Icon Source. I found them online. I saw that they were already implemented at the professional level. It's a true software digital marketplace that agents right now love to use. The agencies all across America put their roster of athletes on Icon Source. They direct brands to go to Icon Source to find the athletes that the brands wish to utilize for endorsement opportunities and branding campaigns. And they match up professional athletes with the best branding opportunities that suit the athletes best. So I reached out to the founder and CEO, Chase Garrett. I said, hey, this is an amazing technology. Have you thought about the implementation at the collegiate level with the impending rule changes? This was in June of 2020. There were no sports going on. Obviously, with that being the case, there was no sports marketing going on. So Chase reached directly back out to me and said, hey, funny you reached out. We have pivoted, and we are building out our college platform right now to get ready for the rule changes that was supposed to be in January of 2021. I don't think to anybody's surprise, the NCAA punted on that. We're now waiting for that to happen, probably before July 1st, I would guess, because if it doesn't happen then, a lot of states are going to be playing by their own rules, and that could be quite chaotic.
Yeah, we're definitely watching that. We're with Drew Butler, former student athlete punter at University of Georgia, and we're in Georgia, the state of Georgia here, Drew, and the Georgia legislature, House Bill 617 passed a few days ago, and basically college students can earn money with their name and likeness, prohibits the universities from canceling their scholarships for doing so. How would this have impacted you when you were in school and some of your teammates?
Yeah, I think it's a positive impact all the way around. I truly do feel that way. House Bill 617 has been passed. It's just awaiting Governor Kemp's signature. I would assume that that will be signed before July 1st. The state of Florida is already signed and ready to roll July 1st. The green light turns on for student-athletes in the state of Florida. When you're talking about the positive impact for student-athletes to be compensated off their name, image, and likeness, I think it's thumbs up all the way around. I mean, for me personally, I had some personal success at Georgia. I think my background would have allowed me to engage with some specific brands here in the Atlanta area, maybe around the Southeast. And based off what I like, right, who I am as a person, when a student athlete builds out their profile on Icon Source, they're going to say where they're from. They're going to say what their likes and interests are. They're going to tag and sync up all of their social media channels to their profile, so when a brand is looking to build an endorsement opportunity, they can search out who they think is going to best engage with their clientele. And when they type that into Icon Source's platform, student-athletes will show up, and then they can directly engage with the student-athlete. Now, when you talk about somebody who is a teammate of mine like Aaron Murray, who I do a podcast with weekly during college football season called Punt and Pass, Aaron is the SEC's all-time leading passer in career yardage and touchdowns. That's right, more than Tim Tebow, more than Cam Newton, more than Joe Burrow, more than Johnny Manziel. He would have made hundreds of thousands of dollars. There is no doubt about it, and he earned it, right? I mean, it's a true meritocracy when you talk about who has the best branding potential, who is most intriguing to endorsement opportunities, and that goes across all different sports. I think that's the key to remember here. There are gymnastics athletes with millions of followers on social media. There are lacrosse players up in the Northeast.
Yep.
There are golfers all across this country. Whether it's on social media, whether it's the hyperlocal brands that support them, there are endorsement opportunities up and down, left and right, all across this country. And I think student athletes will be able to, one, make money off of that, their name, image, and likeness, but two, you know, that's an opportunity for them to engage with the fans, talk to people on social media, use the product that their fans like to use. I think it sums up all the way around.
Yeah, we're with Drew Butler. And Drew, how does this, the NCAA is taking a lot of hits here recently. How does it make them look?
Depends how they act. You know, I mean, they punted in January of 2021 when they said 18 months prior that they were going to change the rule and allow student athletes to make money off their name, image, and likeness. Clearly, 2020 was an unprecedented year, so things had to get tabled. I think we all understand that. But they are saying that they want to change with the times and provide the best for their student athletes. This is step one. Allow student athletes to make money off their name, image, and likeness. Keep in mind, the money cannot flow through the universities. The schools are not paying the student athletes. These are simply brands, companies, whether they're national or hyper-local, that want to utilize the name, image, and likeness of successful student athletes, whether on a national platform or in their region or hyper-local area. The differentiator between IconSource and some others is this. IconSource is already doing it at the professional level. Our
right.
digital marketplace works. It's been proven. It's completely trusted and transparent for compliance to utilize that information and make sure everything is above board. This is simply a common platform that any school, any student athlete, any conference can utilize to make sure their student athletes are best positioned to realize their name, image, and likeness. As a student athlete, if I was still in college today and a group came in and was giving us educational lectures on the rule changes, talked to me about financial literacy, told me about how to read a term sheet or how to best position myself for endorsement opportunities, and then said, hey, Drew, go get it. Well, that leaves me up with all the heavy lifting to do, right? I got to go to class. I got to go to practice. I got to perform on the playing field. That's where IconSource comes in. If a student athlete builds out their profile on IconSource, links their social media accounts to their profile, says what their likes and interests are, they can then engage with brands that post public opportunities. Brands can then engage with them when they find out that student athlete best fits their campaign. And the student athlete is empowered to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness. That's the difference for IconSource, and that's why we're going to be the turnkey solution on day one of these laws going into effect.
Yeah, the deck has been stacked against student athletes for decades. Musicians are allowed to release songs and make money that are in college. Software developers are allowed to develop apps if they're students. And it's been very unfair for student athletes for a long time. It's about to change. Impact, Drew, on the wild world of college recruiting. How's that going to happen?
I think that's going to be up to the NCAA and to the federal legislators. You know, as we previously mentioned, Florida right now, if nothing were to change, and if none of these House bills are signed between today and July 1st, Florida will be the only state in America where student athletes will be able to be compensated off their name, image, and likeness. Now, if not Mike Norvell at Florida State or Gus Malzahn at Central Florida or Dan Mullen at the University of Florida, I am using that to my advantage in every conversation that I have. Hey, if you come to Florida, we will help you brand yourself, and we will provide you a platform like IconSource in which you can engage with brands and be compensated for your name, image, and likeness. That is a huge advantage in recruiting, and they should use that,
yeah.
Right? I think it's up to the federal government to come in and take the first step, okay? Create legislation that covers all 50 states that says student athletes can be compensated for their name, image, and likeness. Clearly, there will be guidelines and there will be protocols around how that looks, how it needs to be reported to compliance, how it needs to stay above board to make sure amateurism is maintained. And we fully support that. But I think to get out of a chaotic recruiting scenario, there needs to be one sweeping bill that covers all 50 states that most importantly allows student athletes to make money off their name, image, and likeness. You can build off of that. That's the most important thing.
I agree. And wrapping up here with Drew Butler, Icon Source is www.iconsource.com. And where do you think we'll be at this time next year, Drew?
I think it's really exciting to think about that. You know, it's going to be completely different in April of 2022. But if the right step is made, which again is a federal bill that allows all 50 states to play by the same rules and student athletes to be compensated off their name, image, and likeness, I think it's just going to continue to blossom. I think student athletes are going to find their voices when it comes to creating their own brand, to engage with opportunities and endorsements. I think there will be opportunities to build off of individual name, image, and likeness rights. And for Icon Source as a software technology, you know, we are agile and adaptable to be able to move with the rule changes, to listen to the people who are using our platforms. What do you want to see? How can we make this better? How can we create Icon Source to empower you even more to find more branding opportunities, more endorsement opportunities? And it's just really exciting because it is the Wild Wild West. It is a brand new industry. It's going to be extremely fluid, ebb and flow, and that's where we see as a huge advantage. We want to ebb and flow with the student-athlete, provide the best for them, and most importantly, allow them to capitalize and realize their name, image, and likeness.
It is exciting. Drew, thanks for all the information. Of course, iconsource.com and everything you have going on as well. And thanks for a few minutes of your time. And I'm excited as well. Thanks.
Absolutely, Rick. Thank you very much.